Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie, and my husband, Christopher.
Hello, surname's Ramsey.
Ramsey.
Don't forget.
They know that.
Might not. Might be on shuffle.
If you're new to the podcast, hello, welcome.
Welcome.
Nice to have you.
Yes.
We basically just ramble about loads of shit that goes on in our lives.
Yes, and your lives.
And everyone's
lives.
Oh, Jinx, you get the punch. You get the punch, I get the wish.
Do not strike me on a podcast.
I've never actually really understood Jinx, but that's just...
No, there's an episode of Bluey that explains it quite perfectly, to be fair.
Great.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk until the person says their name. If you're a wimp and you follow them rules.
See, this is the thing. There's so many rules to different games when you're a kid. Like, it's just really confusing.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one... I can't remember. It was something like...
No, well, you fucking can't, so I'm not going
to... It was like about tomato. You had to be a tomato and you had to turn around and had to jump and... Catch any shit. Bullshit.
Good.
How are you?
I'm glad. Yeah. Sorry, I was really, really enjoying reminiscing that that game that you've just painted a beautiful picture of.
Thank you. In the back lane.
Always in the back lane. Blocker was my favourite one as a kid.
Blocker was...
You must play Blocker.
Is that when you had to... No, that was British Bulldog.
So Blocker was like hide and seek, but when you found them, you had to run back to the base.
Oh,
and
I hated Blocker.
Really?
Very stressful. I didn't like games as a kid like that.
You didn't like games?
Nah, I just found them very, like, I don't even like hide and seek because I get really, like, anxious when you know when you're hiding and you can't and you go, like, think you're breathing, so you're like...
Sorry, who are you hiding from? Fucking Predator?
No,
this
I just...
This is your kids.
Even now when we do it, I hate it because I just want to relax. I don't like anything like that. Didn't like Beat the Letter. We used to play that. I was trying to describe that to...
Ah, I don't know what Beat the Letter is.
So when I hosted Comic Relief, they were talking about games as kids, right? It was just a conversation. Just when you do these things, you talk about a bullshit of a
kill
monster.
Time.
It's horrible.
Kill time.
Awful. And we're talking about games when we were a kid, and I was like, Beat the Letter. And they were like, sorry, what? And I was like, nobody played Beat the Letter. And they were like, what is Beat the Letter? I was like, well, basically, one kid gets told a letter from another kid who's in charge, and then... You have to get caught and then they beat you up until you spill the letter. Until you say the letter.
So it's like interrogation under torture.
Did you never play Beat the Letter?
No, it sounds fucking awful.
Are you joking me?
I went to a better school than you.
No, you absolutely fucking did not.
You absolutely did. Like, I hate to bring this up again, but is your headmaster a knight? No, he's fucking not. So...
Oh, but this was in primary school.
Well, my primary school got flattened and now there's some houses.
Beat the Letter? What's going on? Why does nobody know what this is?
Because it sounds absolutely awful.
Paddy McGee was like, Catch Your Kisses? I was like, no, not Catch Your Kisses. Beat the Letter, Paddy.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Scotland? No.
Beat the Letter? Is that Paddy McGee?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No likey, no lighty.
Yeah.
Beat the Letter.
Yeah, but you were saying Catchy Kisses.
Catchy Kisses.
Oh, stop it. Oh, God, Paddy, sorry. Yeah, so Blocker was... I thought Blocker was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I feel like you do Blocker as an adult. I feel like Blocker could be... I feel like, you know, they made that film Tig or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I feel like they missed
it.
Blocker's
was one
the
of
best
those
one.
Films where when you get past a certain age, you go, I can't watch that anymore.
I know what you mean.
When you're past, like, 19, it's just, no, can't watch it.
Sort of like if Dodgeball came out now, you'd be like, I'm all right for that.
I mean, Dodgeball might slip, because Dodgeball was very good.
Yeah, but maybe that was good when you were younger,
yeah.
If you were younger.
It's a bit like There's Something About Mary. Couldn't get away with that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering now what Blocker is, just so I can explain it, Blocker is the one, because you call it different places everywhere. Blocker is the one where you would have a base, everyone would go and hide, and then the person who was it... would come and look for them and you'd have to be like, oh, there, oh, Rosie, I can see you behind the car. Run back to the base. Block Rosie by 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, block Rosie.
But then if they ran to the car and you ran around the car and you got to the base first, you'd sprint back to the base, buzz off by 1, 2, 3. Then you walk off. 1, 2, 3. And if everyone buzzed off by 1, 2, 3, oh, you're doing it again.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Good times. No one plays out anymore.
Nah, no one plays out. Got the bloody iPads and the bloody
Kirby. We're going to have to teach the kids Kirby.
Yeah.
Our street's quite quiet. We could do Kirby.
I've tried to play Kirby with Robin before.
Rob would like
it. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Why?
No, because he's got a fucking iPad and Nintendo Switch. Why would he want to... Why would he want to bat... Although he's enjoying swing ball at the minute. There's a swing ball in the garden. He's enjoying that.
I am dreadful at swing ball.
Yeah?
Rafe's even worse. Have you ever watched a toddler try to do swing
ball? No, he just hits the... He literally... He lets it hang down, straight down, and just hits it as it's against the thing.
Yeah. God, it's horrible to watch.
Well, in slow motion the other day, Robin was playing it forehand, backhand, forehand, backhand, and... Rafe ran up behind him, and Robin, you weren't there, and Robin just took a backhand and just smashed it across the top of Rafe's head, and Rafe went down like a fucking sack of potatoes.
What happens when I'm not
here? You're joking, aren't you? Most of the stuff happens on your watch. Thankfully, you didn't hit him in the face. It was just top of the head. It was all good.
Good.
The summer started. Hey, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. It is episode 268.
Shit,
you beauties.
Bitch.
You absolute beauties. And without further ado, on the note of summer, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is people who open beer bottles with their teeth.
No,
fucking pack it in.
You fucking do it. What are you talking about?
I can't do that.
You, right, you're okay, sorry. You don't do it with your teeth. You do it with your hand.
I do it with a table or a surface.
Yeah, which
a
you're gonna fucking cut your hand open. I'm sorry, I'm swearing quite a lot recently. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe
I've done a couple of TV programs recently where they're like, "Don't swear, don't say anything." So I've just been on. I'm just letting it out.
Letting it out now.
So fuck you and fuck your mum. Fuck everything you stand for.
Brilliant.
Not
fuck
your
you
mom,
for thinking
personally.
I open them with. I've never opened the bottom of my teeth.
Right. Okay. Not you, but you open them with your hands, and I really don't like that.
So it's me sponsor. So as if I'm going to do something that I have to. Are you even on this planet? I hang them on the edge. But basically, point is, stop it. We understand that it's very helpful if there's no, you know, if you're in a, I don't know, if you're on a bus or something, on a minibus going somewhere. Stop doing it, because to be fair, once someone's opened the beer with their teeth, I don't want to drink my beer anymore.
I've got something to tell you about beer. How funny is this? I've got an observation that I haven't told yet, and I've saved it for this, but I'll tell you in the actual, main body.
Cliffhanger.
Guys, don't go anywhere.
Cliffhanger.
Come back after this jingle.
And she's done the classic comedian thing, which is say, how funny is this observation, before telling them what
it
is.
No, it's not funny.
That's gonna be,
it's not funny.
You just said.
It's just interesting. I want your reaction.
Backtracking. Gonna be bollocks. Gonna be boring and shit. And I'm gonna put this out there now. I'm gonna put my money on. It's gonna be wrong. It's gonna be shit, boring, not funny, and it's gonna be factually inaccurate.
Yeah, honestly.
There it is.
Go and stick a brush up your ass, because that's what I feel like.
Which way?
About you. Up your ziggy with a wah wah brush. There
Brilliant.
You go.
Which way is the brush going up my ass?
Bristles first.
Oh, wide. Oh, the width and the bristles.
Oh,
joking, aren't you?
Girthy.
No chance.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Marry Annoyed. Just a very quick thing. Mm-hmm. If this sounds better than it normally does, it's because Chris has finally invested in some proper equipment.
And if it sounds worse than it normally does, it's because the new equipment hasn't been set up the way the old equipment has, but we will rectify that after one episode. If Daisy tells me that doesn't sound as good, then we'll sort that out. Or, you know what, maybe stop fucking whinging, because other people are doing podcasts and zooming fuckers from halfway around the world, and it sounds like they're doing it inside a big biscuit tin, so why don't you check your fucking privilege and shut up.
Hey, stop it being horrible, our listeners.
Sorry.
Do you want to carry on the cliffhanger?
Oh.
Hey, well, thanks for sticking around.
Literally,
welcome back.
The world is waiting with bated breath. Bated breath. What's your observation about beer?
We used to do cliffhangers when I worked at Capital, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And they were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, keep them in the car. Keep them listening. I was like, no, nobody's staying in the car to hear the end of the story.
Everyone's late for
about
everything.
Taylor fucking Swift.
Although I did once. I was late for something at Christmas. I was driving. I was listening to either... Hard Christmas, or you know, one of the Christmas stations.
There's loads of them.
And there was a Santa joke, and it was like, can you guess the punchline? It was like, what, the punchline coming up after the next song? And I thought I'd got the punchline right, so I sat and I waited for the song.
How old were you?
I was driving, so this was. I remember this was Robin was alive.
Oh my word!
Yeah.
Oh, so actually,
I got it right as well. I was buzzing.
All right. Well, maybe I should have invested a little bit
more. It was a Christmas one as well. It was a Christmas one. Can't remember what it was. Sorry. Come on then. What's
Great. I was on the train yesterday.
Yes.
And there was a gentleman sat opposite me. I was on a single seat, but he was sat opposite me. And then another gentleman sat in front of me on a single seat, but I couldn't see his face.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry, in front of you on a single seat, but you couldn't see his face?
I was going backwards.
Oh, you were behind him?
I don't know. I was sat backwards. You don't know. He was sat forwards.
How could you not see his face?
Because there was a chair in between me.
Right, I get it.
I was on a single seat.
I understand.
You go on trains a lot. Let's just not make
this
more complicated.
Yeah, but the way you said he was across from me, I couldn't see his face.
All right, man.
He had a book held up at eye level for the entire journey. Come on, then.
It doesn't actually matter where we sat. Anyway.
Okay.
A gentleman across from me that I could see, he was drinking from a can of beer.
Yes.
And the other gentleman, all I heard was, excuse me. And the man turned around and he went, yeah. He went, I'm not drinking the rest of this beer if you would like it.
Shit.
Because I've noticed that you're drinking the same beer as me. And he went, I've been drinking it out of a glass and I just hate to see things go to waste.
Oh.
So the man opposite me was mortified. And he turned and he went, I'm okay, thank you.
Wow.
And I just wanted to see your reaction to that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, no. But I,
the dregs of your can.
No.
How strange. How
really
strange.
Weird. The can that on your single seat you've been breathing all over and touching and you probably wiped the top and I don't know, you didn't take a sip of it. And
I just find that really odd. So there was once we were on the train and these women got off and they left us like half a bottle of Prosecco. It was me and the girls. And we were like, thank you so much. And I was like, that's fair enough because that's like half a bottle of Prosecco.
Big old bottle.
They weren't going to drink the rest. They've been drinking out the glasses.
The cans of beer on the train are tiny.
But a can of beer.
Yeah.
On it, like, would you say it about a can of pop? Would you say, I see you're drinking a Coke there. I've drank the half of this Coke. Would you like the rest? Because I'm not going to finish it.
It is really
what?
Weird.
Would you do it with a bottle of water? It was just, it was really weird.
Excuse me, mate. I can't help but notice you're eating the same flavour ice lolly as me. as you say, I've only licked a portion of this ice lolly. And I'd hate to see it melt and go to waste. Would you like the rest of this ice lolly? Do you want to go and fuck off, mate?
There you are. See, I just found it, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a dick because I hate wasting as well. But I just thought, that's not massively waste.
Yeah.
That's not, you know
a
what I mean?
Dregs of a can. Yeah.
I think the world is going to survive.
Some people are just, some people really hate seeing stuff. I mean, just
but he was travelling first class, so he'd already paid more for his ticket.
Also, where the cans are free.
and it was a free drink.
Yeah.
And I just
then?
Thought, you're not watching your pennies.
Yeah.
You're not kind of trying to save money and help somebody out.
Mm.
It's just
might have
really
been
odd.
Might have been a pickup line. Might have been his opening gambit.
Oh, do you think?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want the rest of this? Might be code. Might be like swingers code on trains. I don't know.
Right. What is the code? Because did I tell you about my dad sticking the football sticker on his
door? Yeah, so he went, well, so this
did
is
we
always,
mention this on the podcast?
I think we did mention it on the podcast, but one of my worries in life, one of my things that I go around worrying about quite a lot is that I accidentally put a code for being a swinger somewhere.
Oh, right, okay.
That it upsets me. Like, when what they said, what is it? If you stick a sticker of a pineapple on your door.
Apparently, it's a pineapple sort of, if you've got anything pineapple-y on you, like a little key ring. Stop it. I've seen it in a TikTok
Listen,
video.
If you've got anything pineapple-y on you, right, just put it on your door and we will be
it's not even
all
on your
up
door.
In your bum.
If you've got anything all up in your bum. If you've got anything pineapple-y, like if you've got a key ring or like
pineapple-y.
A pen and you just have it around.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly. So what if I didn't know that? What if I go on a fucking cruise and I'm wearing some kind of like open, you know, you can get like a flowery shirt. What if I got like a tropical shirt and what's it's got pineapples on? And then everyone's like,
then
oh,
you might
I shot
get
your
somebody
wife.
Come
on. Did I tell you about, there was a comedian. I'm not going to mention his name. There was a comedian back in the day who I did some gigs with. And him and his wife were in an open relationship.
Okay.
And we did a gig and he was out, and it was like a nightclub after the gig. A lot of comedy clubs turn into nightclubs after the gig. And he was like walking around like trying to like pull women.
Mm-hmm.
And he like would phone his wife and go, oh, will you tell them that it's okay? Like, will you? Yeah, this is my wife. I know I said I was married on stage, but we're in an open relationship. Yeah, speak to my wife. Ugh.
What's the point?
What's the point? Yeah.
Is it just to help with bills?
Oh, right.
Is it like because of that part of your marriage is just sort of like okay?
Yeah.
Do you just become friends? Is that the crack?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. Maybe we haven't been married long enough to know what that's like.
Oh,
but
if that's on the horizon, we'll just fucking call it a day now. Where's my pineapple top?
I know.
Fuck this.
I know, I'm the same. But then I kind of don't really believe in monogamy. It's very, 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 very frustrating.
Depends what day we're catching on. Did I tell you when I was coming back from a gig in Leeds once and I pulled into a little side street to sort my sat-nav out and a guy tried to get my car?
To what? To Shaggy?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I put it was in Leeds, little back road in Leeds. Like, fucking Leeds one-way system. Leeds, I love you, but your one-way system's
a
nightmare.
Was he a prostitute?
Yeah.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So we went to get in my car, and I was like, oh, and I looked, and I went, what? And he was like, and the car was locked, and he was like trying to get in. I went, what are you doing? And he was like, car, the door's locked. I went, I know it's locked. Wow. And I went, I'm looking at me sat lav, and he rolled his eyes as if to go, bottled it again.
That's what my friend's husband said right before it came out that he was having an affair with another man.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
All right, okay. I was dead excited there. No, yeah, so I was like, I'm checking my sat nav, and he was like, yeah, whatever. And he walked off. He probably went back to the other lads and went, no, bottled it.
Again.
Like, I didn't bottle it.
Third time this week.
Listen, I might have bottled me vasectomy, but I haven't bottled this. Get in this car. You're calling me chicken. Get in this fucking car, sunshine. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Question.
Yes.
Does electricity ruin the planet, or does it just cost a company money?
Oh, Jesus. Explain. What? Explain.
I
your work,
was driving back to the hotel the other night when I was in London.
Yeah.
And it was past office hours, right? Yeah. So it was like 10 to half 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of offices in London just have all the lights on. And I just thought, that is such a waste of money. Ridiculous, Chris.
So, yeah. So,
is it bad for the world?
Yes.
Right.
So, it's using up resources.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
So,
why did they do it then?
I don't know.
Empty office blocks. There's nobody in them.
I often think of hotels with, like, hundreds and hundreds of rooms and a little mini fridge just whirring away every single day.
How often do you think about that?
Every 10 seconds.
Do you really? Yeah. No, don't lie, because actually...
Oh, wait, here it comes again. It's gone. No, I often think of that, because when our fridge... Sorry. When our fridge is kicking... Like, when our fridge is kicking... I've got my little solar panel app.
Yes.
Right, there we go.
Stop it! Nope, that's so horrible. I can't watch you do that.
I don't think it was... I think I was doing it every five there as well, so I've got, you know...
Yeah.
If I do them all in one go, I can have me day.
Yeah.
I've got our little app for the solar panels, and you know, it's like, oh, you're not using anywhere near as much. It's pumping it back the grid. I'm like, yeah, we're off grid, we're green. And then a fridge will kick in, and it fucking changes. It like you start using more. So if a little, you know, if a little fridge in hotels are wearing away, it's gonna, you know, I don't know. That's the thing. They always come on and they go to make sure you turn your lights off and do this and have shorter showers. And it goes, a fucking office there with 600 fucking lights on and computers on standby.
Oh my God, all of the tellies were on.
No way.
All of the tellies were on standby.
Yeah.
Literally.
Sorry, all of the tellies were on standby. How did you, tiny little red lights from motorway did you see?
No, the screen, like the actual,
oh,
like
right.
The logo.
Oh Jesus.
Was on the tellies, I swear to God.
There you go.
There was about 30 tellies.
Well, that's the hypocrisy of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it just pisses me off.
They go, make sure when you go in your kitchen, you've got a bulb that takes 25 minutes to actually get light.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're doing this.
All you see is stuff on Instagram and things like that, like, look after another planet, you need to be doing your bit. And you're like, we are doing our bit, but is every fucker else? Mm. No.
There's a fuck... Wait, Robin's watching Cartoon Network at the minute, and every now and then there's a Cartoon Network advert about saving the planet. And it's like, I'm like, don't fucking bother the kids with it yet. Like, we know it's fucked, but bother them in a bit. Like, wait a while.
When they can get it.
Oh, they're just like, what can you do? Tell them to take shorter showers. And I'm like, is he going to start fucking freaking out about having to take shorter showers? Little do they know, I take them out in the garden, I hose them with a cold hose anyway, so we don't need to worry about that.
I mean, it's okay, so if people probably know this about you, but one of your anxiety things is thinking about...
Yeah.
What's it called? Climate change.
Yeah.
So you've... I mean, I would have watched that advert and not really thought much of it.
Oh, no, it lives inside my head.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, babe. Oh, Phoebes. It's so funny at the minute because I feel really faint all the time and I don't know why. I've got really low blood sugar, blood pressure, not blood sugar. Fucking hell. When I had my babies, the doctors were like, your blood pressure's really low. And I was like, I think it's just a thing. Anyway, so I should probably be really good at hide and seek.
Sorry, we're back on hide and seek now.
No, we're not. but anyway, I just feel faint all the time and you know, it's hilarious.
What?
I know that if this was you, you'd have actually been...
The doctor's
by
of
now.
Course. The fact that you haven't been already is madness.
I just can't be arsed.
You're feeling faint and you haven't gone to the doctor's. Go to the doctor's. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I can't be... Chris, I can't be bothered. Because I'll go and they'll go, what's the matter? I'll go, I feel a bit faint. They'll go, chest, your blood pressure. They'll go, it's a bit low. And I'll go, right, okay. And then they'll go, just go home and let me know. It's just... this.
They might not.
What are they going to do? What?
Tests. Things.
What tests?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Why don't you go there and find out?
I can't be arsed.
Lunatic.
Can't be arsed.
Lunatic.
He really had his injections yesterday.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Poor little bugger.
I know.
It's hard to explain to them, like, isn't it? You can't explain to a child that, by the way, this person's going to stick something sharp in your arm, but it's for your good, for your own good.
I did try to tell him. Yeah. I was like, you're going to be a really brave boy, aren't you? He was like, I'm a big boy. I was like, yeah, oh, you're such a big boy. I was like, the doctor, they're going to put a little needle in you, like a little injection, so it might hurt a little bit. And he was like, I'm a big boy, I'll be fine. Oh, fucking bless shit, his pants.
Oh, wow.
She did one arm and he was like, fuck, what was that? And then I just turned around and I was like, they're going to do it again. And then she just did it again. He was like, ah!
Oh, man.
I know. Do you know they're bringing out a chicken pox injection?
Right. Oh, I heard a tip about chicken pox the other day. It might be wrong, but I heard a tip. Uh-huh. Wash them in with Head and Shoulders.
Why?
Whole body with Head and Shoulders. Don't know. Something to do with what it does for the flaky scalp and the itching really? It can do for the whole body.
Bathe them in oats and shit as well.
Oh, God.
The only thing overnight about chicken oats. Pox is that I don't even want to say it out loud. I guarantee he gets it the week we're going on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin had it twice.
Bagsy. Come with Bagsy. You stay at home.
I'll stay at home with the kid with chicken pox and you
I'll go on holiday. Please. Oh, God. Well, actually, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Yeah.
If it comes to that, we'll sit down. We'll work out who's made most money this year.
That's
and whoever's made the most money
grotesque.
Can go on holiday.
Grotesque.
I've got a feeling that it's me.
Because I'm having my year off.
Mm-mm.
Why aren't we
let down.
Why don't we settle it with we'll head down to the gym and we'll just bit jiu-jitsu when I goes on holiday.
What's this about a video?
Oh yeah, so I've got videos to show you. For the first time ever, someone videoed me doing me jiu-jitsu yesterday. And I thought I'd show you them on the podcast just to get
I haven't watched these yet.
Just to get your actual view of them. All right? You ready?
Am I?
Are you ready?
Who are you fighting?
Just dangerous guys. Dangerous guys.
Is there music as well?
There's not music, no.
Is there sound? I haven't
put it in the
background
track yet.
When you're doing it?
There's noises.
Oh, God, is this going to be vile? Right, pass it here.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So there's that one first.
Well, first off, you've got your lovely long leggings on. He's quite a big lad.
Right.
Right, it's 16 seconds. Here we go.
You ready? I'm trying to reanimate a choke him, but he's got his hands in.
You're touching, your legs are touching his cock. Oh, you're rolling over. There you are. Right. Arse in view. You are on top of him like a tortoise shell. You look like you're shagging. And you know what's awful? It's stopped and there's just another couple in view. It looks like an orgy. This looks like an orgy. I'm sorry. Am I on some porn website?
Oh.
There's another one. Hang on. I need to watch this one. Right. He's got loads of tattoos. You're
big
on
lad.
Top. He's a rolling. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, hang on. This is a scissor in here.
This is the third one.
Oh, that is actually quite erotic. What? That's not long
it's
at
not
all.
It's not a long one, but listen to the words at the end.
What? Tap. What? What's that? Do you now go into your full tap routine?
Straight ankle lock, wasn't it? You had to shout tap.
So you tapped him? Was that not your voice?
Yeah, tap. No, it was his voice.
I feel like that. So is this so the you know how in sex you have code words?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel now? Semi.
I'm full erect. Full erect.
Well done. Good for you.
What do you think now that you've seen it in sort of in action? What do you think?
Oh, worse than what I thought before. You should never have showed us, if I'm honest. It was too close up. It should have been further away. Yeah. If it was further away and I could have seen it as a thing.
Yeah.
I don't mean it in a horrible way. I feel like if I'd met you and you already did it beforehand,
yeah.
I think it wouldn't be as bad. But because we've been together for a long time and you've just started it, makes it worse. And I'm really sorry. And I don't know why. But I love you so much. And I'm really, listen, hand on heart, I'm really happy that you found something that helps you and sorts you out a little bit. But it's just weird to watch. You literally looked like you were fucking, like you looked like...
I had three layers of clothing between my cock and his skin.
That's absolutely fine.
And then he's got layers as well.
It's just, do you know what I mean? Like, I ain't rolling around on no floor with no sexy
I'm telling
lady.
You, no one in there is sexy, I'll tell you that right now. It's just good for the, it's good. Weirdly, I was speaking to Ed Gamble the other day, and Ed Gamble does, he does CrossFit. And he went, of course you do jiu-jitsu. And I went, yeah. And he went, it's nice to see that you've picked one of the four main activities for middle-aged men having a breakdown.
Yeah, and also, do you know they're like cults?
Yeah.
You've joined a cult.
What do you mean?
You don't realise it, but you have joined a cult.
Have I?
Yes.
How come?
Massively. I listened to a podcast called Little Bit Culty, Mm-hmm. And they were actually in a real life cult, which was like to do with Jesus or something.
Okay.
But they chat about cults and CrossFit. CrossFit is like a cult.
Yeah.
That's like a cult. Things, anything that you have to give up a certain amount of time and that you, you know, get involved with and pay for and blah, 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 blah. It's a cult.
Right.
Cult.
Wow. Okay then.
Yeah.
God.
So yeah, apparently, I mean, I'm being, you know, it's not, it's a hobby as well, but it's just, yeah. But
no, I think it's just a hobby.
No, I think it's a cult.
I think it's definitely just a cult.
I think it's a cult, and I think you're going to start dressing in that stuff every day, and I think you're going to start dressing the kids in it, and I think you're going to start using language, and I think you're going to not let me say certain things. I think you're going to tell them all our bank details, and they're going to steal all our money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good.
So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Imagine being part of an actual cult. Hobby.
Yeah, but I don't think they know. But then, oh my God, do I not know? Do I not know I'm part of a cult?
That's the point. You don't know. You don't realise. But me, on the outside, I'm like worried about you.
All right, okay.
You know? But then at the same time, kind of going, oh, if you'd left us for a cult, that would be quite nice. Then, you know.
Well,
catch me on Lorraine.
This is horrible. And my hobby has been attacked. And it's very good.
Oh, hey, as long
I can't
as you
believe
enjoy
you're not
yourself.
Impressed with me videos of me wrestling, sweating.
Did you?
Men.
What did you think my reaction was going to be? That's the right. That, this
worse
is the ickiest thing.
Worse than that. Yeah, I didn't think you'd be. I did not think you'd be impressed in any way, shape.
I mean, no, it's all right. You're doing
all
well.
All you've got to do is, Rosie, just think of the benefits. Imagine he's a burglar, right? Imagine that guy's a burglar, yeah. And imagine I've pre-authorized with him that he's not allowed to have a weapon or punch or kick or bite or gouge or headbutt. And he's got to play by the rules of jiu-jitsu. And the floor's soft.
Then
he's
we'll
not
be
getting anything.
Seeing as you
he's
played me, can I play mine?
What is it?
Me singing at Genus.
Do you sing?
Yeah, but I don't, you know, talk about it all the time.
You played it for me the other day, this exact thing, and you said, aren't we all lovely?
Me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me most? My love for life. My line.
Yeah.
All my life. I don't get the tune.
No.
You discover. There you go.
So we've both got nice little hobbies that we enjoy.
Love us.
Stop being a dick about it then.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's beef? What's your beef? What's beef? Beef, 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 beef. Barbecue season.
Barbecue beef.
Coming up.
We just ordered a barbecue.
Yeah, can't wait.
Very
I've
excited.
Ordered loads of barbecue food on
have
our
you?
Food delivery.
I'm have, yeah. very, you know what? I'm very excited for being able to just go outside and fry a salmon.
I know.
Making the
any
house
sort of
smell
fish,
like
really.
Fucking Aquaman's ring piece for 2 weeks.
I'm looking forward to having a barbecue. We're getting a gas barbecue because I'm sick of this. Sick of the cold shit.
Yeah.
But I used to come home from school, my mum had the barbecue on.
Nice.
Yeah, it was lush.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come on then, what's your beef?
Right, my beef with you is, we chatted a while ago about how you keep saying to Robin, I'll churn you. Do you remember?
Yes.
We did chat about that, didn't we?
So the exact thing was, he wasn't eating his tea, and the exact thing was just a joke. I said, churn that or I'll churn you. That was the joke.
No, eat your chicken. Or chin that, sorry, yeah.
Chin
your food.
Chin that chicken.
Chin that chicken
or
chin you.
Yeah.
So apparently I went away for a couple of days with work and then I came back to find out that now Chris doesn't actually say it, you just point to your chin. Just point to his chin and that means stop what you're doing or I'll chin you. Like, does Robin actually know what chin you means?
I had to explain it.
Oh, Jesus. These kids are going to get taken off us.
We're little mates, man. We're kidding. We're just little mates.
But, you know, he'll go to school and he will tell... what was he saying yesterday when he was on his Segway coming past?
Oh,
He just listens to a conversation and then turns them into like a rhyme.
You got on the Segway, the one with the little go-kart seat. You got on it. And I stole a line from something about Mary. I called you, for a joke, roller pig.
Roller pig. Which is so offensive, by the way.
You were laughing so much.
Because it was quite funny, but me on a Segway and you came up with roller pig. It's not very nice.
It's just a joke. Like, it's obviously saying the most offensive thing ever. Like, yeah, I couldn't say it on the telly. But,
I mean, yeah, I'd give it a good try.
So then I explain to you where I got it from when he says it in something about Mary. And it's so harsh and it's funny as fuck, but he says it. And then, Robin just kept saying
roller pig. But Robin's like blatant undiagnosed ADHD, right? And he just was going, roller pig, roller pig. Just... like, oh my God.
He's just hyper, man.
No,
he
but
loves
you know
it.
He's going to go to school and he's going to say to somebody, roller pig.
Roller pig, yeah.
Right, what's your beef with me?
My beef with you is, sometimes in life, in our marriage, you get annoyed at certain things for no reason whatsoever.
Who, just me or in general? Marriage in general.
Marriage in general, you spend a lot of time with someone, you can, you know, little things can start creating on and stuff.
I think being married is really hard.
I know, you
whatever.
Say it all the time.
All right, okay, what do you find it? A walk in the bloody park? You love being with me. And I love being in a relationship with you, but I'm happy to have time on my own. You would just follow me around all day, and it's very sweet.
Okay. I went to go out on Saturday night and this isn't me beef, but you turned to me and said, you used to like spending time with me.
Oh yeah, I did.
Fucking bullshitter. When you fancy it. When you're in the mood you're in now, thinking you're Billy Big Bollocks, right? Giving it large, showing off in front of your podcast mates. When you feel a bit needy.
I was a bit needy.
The other night I was going to go in the sauna suit and you were like, oh, you could just spend the night with me.
Well, actually, no, in my defence though, I've been away quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen you as much.
Whose fault is that?
Who's keeping a roof over this head? Sunshine.
Fair enough. My beef with you is, so sometimes you get annoyed.
Is that not your beef?
No, it's not my beef. I just had to fucking...
By the way, in my defence, I'm just trying to rein you in because, I love your mum and dad so much and you know I do and they know I do, but your dad goes out 4 nights a week and he always has since you were little.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You're slipping. You are.
I go out once a week.
No.
I go once a week for a couple of beers and a coin. This is what
I'm worried about.
Yeah.
This is what I'm pissed off about. You said that last week and you were like, I go out once a week. I was like, when did that get okayed?
What do you mean?
Because you were literally like, I go out once a week. So now I feel like you've actually made this thing of when you go out once a week. And I'm like, nobody okayed this with me.
I don't go
out once a week.
Yeah, fucking do.
I do.
Yeah,
Chris, I do not.
You're
oh, by
now,
the way,
man.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
I did write down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rosie's made a league table of who goes out and who's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You put them down?
I've wrote them all down.
Great.
Yeah. You were out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I was out twice. And one of them was at my nana's house with all the family.
We're doing per hours because one of yours was an entire day session. So if I'm going to do it per hours.
Day session?
Yeah, you are.
When was that?
Day, the other day when you went out at bloody 11 o'clock in the morning, didn't come back at 11 o'clock at night. Thought you'd ran away. Thought you were dead.
That's on there?
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, so that.
25th?
Yeah, that counts for three of my nights out because of the time.
Absolutely does not.
Absolutely does.
The kids, you didn't have the kids. They were a child care. No.
Listen, my beef with you. You're pathetic that you've made a list, by the way.
I don't give a shit.
Absolutely.
Because
pathetic.
Because you love to just rub it in my face.
No, I don't. You're the one who tells me to stay in. You told me to stay in on Saturday, you nutcase. I never tell you to stay in.
guys, I don't want you to be here for this because he's only just stopped telling me to not go out because he used to put the pet lip on all the time. Yeah, so please, don't dare. Exactly.
I don't like
but now that you've made you once a week, you can't tell me not to. So,
Listen,
how the turn tables.
Listen, do you want to hear my actual beef?
Oh, no, not really.
My actual beef, and this is something I never thought you would ever get annoyed at me about. Like, obviously, I've had to get used to the fact that I can't even fart in my own house now without someone just, like, shouting at us. Like, Robin shouts at us when I fart. Rafe, again, he's not bothered. It's lush. You've got an incredible, incredible habit of if I, like, disappear into another room to fart, you follow us in and go, like, you fart in here. And I'm like, what the hell, man? I can't, you don't even need to be in here.
I just think your farts are disgusting because you eat all that weird shit.
Not what you're cooking. Bloody lovely.
No, not
healthy,
my cooking.
Healthy bowels.
Your shakes, your protein, crap, your
protein.
Greens.
It's called protein.
Now, disgusting.
My actual beef is...
egg.
You...
Eating egg. Eating egg.
Eating egg
or steak or a handful of fucking nuts.
Rosie Ramsey says, eating egg.
Want your protein.
Go on. You have started getting annoyed and kicking off and getting extremely angry when I stretch.
Oh, God.
There it is.
Oh, God.
I stretch.
Oh.
So I've got a bad neck brought on by you, the VR incident years ago. And when I stretch now, anywhere now, so if I'm just having a stretch, stretching my neck, stretching my back, you go.
You do it while I'm talking to you. You do it constantly. I'm talking to you and you're just like, you're like a little turtle head popping out. Your head goes like this and you're just like a little... And you're just talking to her, and I'm like, "What? Why are you doing that? It's vile. Vile.
Stretching.
It's horrible. Oh. You told them about your MRI that you went for? You
I went
useless,
for an MRI.
Pointless MRI where nothing come of it. Two appointments he had.
He said there's a little impingement.
Did they laugh at you?
He said there's impingement on the nerve. Although his exact words were, I wouldn't offer you surgery even if you begged us.
There's
so nice.
Nothing wrong with you. It's all in literally... Get some CBD oil and shut the fuck up.
I tried my CBD places, shut. Nightmare.
Babe, I'm really sorry, but I genuinely just think it's anxiety. And right, I think you hold a lot of you're doing it now. You're stretching now. You hold a lot of tension in your neck. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but it's because you're holding tension there. Even the way you sat right now, why are you sat like that?
I'm stretching my back.
But put your breast forward and sort of
we had this on Strictly, man. We had this on Strictly fucking every day. Karen was like, shoulders back, chest up. I was like, one, my body doesn't do that. Two, it fucking hurts if I do it. And three, I'm from a town where if you walk around with your fucking chest up, someone's going to knock your teeth out. Like, you can't walk around like that where I'm from. You can't ball into the fucking pub in South Shields, shoulders back, chest out. Hey, guys, bang, sit down.
Yeah, he thinks he's mint.
Thinks he's fucking mint, him, like. Mm-hmm. Look at his posture, prick. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public. Public.
Public.
Just as a little side note to the beefs that were previously, isn't it really grim that we keep a tally of when each other went out? Do you remember before kids?
Sorry, it's a grim. I haven't kept a tally. There's nothing in my phone.
Well, I'm keeping a tally. But isn't great? I just sometimes like I just miss. I love my kids so much, and I wouldn't change them for the world. And I swear down, I mean that. But God, I miss just being able to leave the house.
So it's nothing to do with kids. It's to do with the responsibility that kids bring. Kids are brilliant. Love the kids. But it's the responsibility. It's the... Well, we were talking to someone yesterday and it was like, you just... Everything has to be planned. You can't... You know, they're coming in from school, they're going to school or something's happening. Like, it's mad responsibility. You're in charge of keeping two humans alive.
Yeah.
We are. It's mental. Yeah.
Every time they eat, I think...
Have they had enough? Are they going to choke?
Every time they eat. I'm like, I can't leave a room. Can't leave a room when they're eating because I'm just like, what? Like, do you know what I mean? It's just a lot,
told me,
isn't it?
If you'd have told me 10 years ago that I was going to spend my adult life cutting as many grapes in half as I have,
I know.
I'd have told you to go fuck yourself. I would have said you're lying. Why would I do that?
It's just a lot, isn't it? Anyway.
Listen, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Rosie, what's in the bloody mailbag?
Oh, I'll tell you, Christopher. Hi, Ramses. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Awesome.
Big fan. We have a small pug cross dog who has always been a little randy bugger.
Nice.
What does that mean, cross dog?
He's a pug crossed with something else.
Gosh, what? Imagine.
I don't know. They've withheld that information.
Imagine a pug Dalmatian.
Is it possible to cross any dog with any dog? Or can some of them just, for the size of them, just not shag
them? No idea.
I don't know how a Dalmatian's going to shag a pug. That'd be disgusting. No. You very rarely see Dalmatians these days.
Very expensive, I think.
Are they?
I think so.
Very rare dog. Very rare
Lovely
dog.
Lovely though, aren't they?
Gorgeous. Mm. Incredible. Horny dogs, man. Mm. Awful.
One day, My husband and I heard a repetitive banging coming from upstairs. We initially thought it was one of our three children playing, so we went upstairs to investigate.
Mm.
As we came to the top of the stairs, we saw our little pooch looking very distressed. He seemed to be stuck to our bedroom door somehow, and as we approached, we could see why. The randy little devil had decided to have his way with my Star Wars dressing gown.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It seems his lipstick, awful,
yeah,
whilst hard, had got caught in the loop used to hang up a dressing gown.
God!
And when he had finished his dirty deed, he tried to leave our bedroom, dragging the dressing gown behind him, still wrapped around his little willy. He had got to the door, and the direction of the dressing gown trailing behind him had caused the door to close on him. Dog outside the bedroom, dressing gown still inside, door closed, dick stuck fast.
That, honestly, don't worry about picking up dog shit in the park. Having to detangle your Star Wars dressing gown from your dog's knob must be one of them days where you think, should we have bothered going and getting this dog?
You still love him though, don't you?
Of course you, yeah, of course you still, yeah, but, you know what I mean? God.
Mm-hmm. My husband shouted, "Oh no, Rocky, what have you done? Quick, help, what do we do? His dick stuck in the dressing gown loop." We couldn't even open the bedroom door as the dressing gown had got stuck under it with all its wriggling and fighting to get out. All of his wriggling and fighting. Me, panicking, ran downstairs and appeared swiftly back at his side with the kitchen scissors. He looked at me in horror and shouted, "I can't cut his dick off, Kim." Obviously, I meant for him to cut the dressing gown loop, which after calming down, he did and freed the dog.
Oh, like putting scissors next to a dressing gown loop, next to a dog's, like a dog that's kicking off next to it's not. Nah, all of this story makes me want to die.
Risky.
Oh, God.
Our dog is an old boy now, but still randy as ever. And since that day, we made sure to use a doorstop on our bedroom door to stop him having to go through such horror again. Because that's the thing, isn't it? So dogs are just like, kids grow up, don't they?
Yeah.
But a dog, you've just got a dog forever.
Yeah. I remember, I think with Nick Grimshaw said it was once, he was like, that little fucker will never be able to make me a cup of tea. He's like, but a kid can grow up and go make you a cup of tea.
Yeah, and wipe your ass when you're older.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, dog would lick your ass clean, I suppose. They'd love
that.
Yeah,
I suppose, yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello from down the road, Washington, not USA.
Got you. Yes, everyone, there's a Washington in the northeast of England, believe it or not.
And they used to have, what was it called, man, when they had like areas? Didn't have postcodes. They had areas. Remember, it was like...
Oh, it was like... it was like the Hunger Games.
Area
they had like,
one.
Yeah, they
area,
had like segments.
What was it called? What were they called?
I don't know, like districts.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
I remember dropping someone off who lived there once. And it was like, we're like, where in Washington do you live? He was like, oh, they're like District 9. And we'd be like, what? What are you talking about? What's your postcode?
Like a dystopic film.
Disgusting.
I don't think they've got that anymore.
I don't think they do. Big love, Washington. I have a horrible little story from my clubbing days. When I was around 19, me and my friends used to go clubbing in Sunderland.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I used to get astronomically mortal and occasionally wee myself.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Sunderland was a great night out back in the day.
It actually was.
I don't know what it's like now, I haven't been out for ages, but my God, it was great.
Remember that point?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
This one night, I got to the toilet just in time, but my drunk self forgot to pull my pants down.
Oh.
Brilliant. Dripping of piss, you'd think this would stop me. Nope. A little spritz of perfume and back to the party.
No. Go home. Pissed yourself.
My pants were black and the club was dark. Who would know?
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you're having a good night.
Oh.
No. Probably go home if you pissed yourself. A little while later, a lad I had fancied for a while approached me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
One thing led to another and we started snogging in the smoking area.
Oh.
As he grabbed my bum, my brain went off like a light bulb. The pissy pants.
Oh.
He seemed rather unfazed, but in panic, I said, oh, some girl spilled a drink all over my bum.
Brilliant.
He said, I can tell, it's soaking wet.
Oh, for God's sake.
He came into my work the other day and this old memory came flooding back.
Oh. Girl spilled a drink all over my bum. Oh, what was she drinking? A cup of piss?
Horrific, isn't it?
Did I ever tell you I had a mate who used to, when we'd go into the... So we went into... Oh, fuck, it's an awful story.
What?
We went into a toilet once, and you know the blokes have got the trough.
Awful. Where,
yeah. So now and then in the trough, there'd be a cup, a glass. Someone would put a glass in, and everyone would just wee in the glass.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because men are disgusting, right?
Have a wee and leave. You're so vile. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
No.
But you know how my brain works.
Yeah.
I seen a video the other day of a bloke chucking one of them little discs to another bloke, and he caught it in his mouth.
Oh, a urinal cake.
Yeah.
Oh,
I could have died. Even thinking about it now makes us want to be sick.
Oh, God.
Sorry, go on.
That's awful. So I had a mate who went through a phase of like, if ever there was one of them and he had enough of a crowd, he would drink it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, he would drink it. So I'm telling you now.
Who is this?
No.
Is he ever around one of our children?
No.
No, who is it?
Haven't seen him for years.
Tell us.
Haven't seen him for years. Not name him on here. But so the kind of glass you would get, like a treble vodka Red Bull in or whatever, or a half pint glass.
Tumbler.
Yeah, like a tumbler or a half pint glass, and it would just be standing in the trough, and it would just be like a night's worth of strangers piss.
Chris, I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Really bad. I remember that. So people used to like, he would do it, and people like half the toilet would be like, why? And half. I remember one guy was sick once when he saw him do it. Awful.
I am that. Oh.
Awful. No. Him and another lad used to do a thing called minesweeping. I think I've talked about before.
Oh, I know minesweeping.
Go around and just drink all the things.
I weirdly don't find that as bad.
It's pretty bad. It's all disgusting.
It's disgusting, but minesweeping is not anywhere near as bad.
I mean,
just drinking strangers.
Yeah.
Dehydrated on a night out piss.
Yeah. Awful. Absolutely awful. I can see now in my head as I close my eyes, I can see the first toilet that had happened in, and it was like, what the hell? And then it was like, I'll do it again. He would just do it again.
Do you know when I worked at Pontins, we used to do this thing, and now thinking back, I'm like, that is disgusting, right? Everybody, it would be a game, you could win this monkey bottle of champagne, right?
Yeah.
Everybody would fill a pint glass up with just loads of stuff that everyone had. So whoever was sitting there...
Like a dirty pint.
Dirty pint, it would be drinks, it would be baby's milk, it would be pop, it would be just loads of stuff that anyone had, right? And then people would drink it, but they'd drink it through a stranger's sock. So they put a sock over the glass.
God, and you're slagging up. And then they drink it. This is part of the evening's entertainment.
It's honestly the best part of the night.
Oh.
And then they would win a bottle of champagne. Awful, isn't it?
Oh.
People were actually down. I know.
Oh.
So bad.
Did I ever tell you about the competition that my dad did in a pub on holiday once?
No, but come on.
So the competition was him and these two young lads got up, right? Mm. And I think they had to... If I remember rightly, it was something like blow up a balloon. It's going to sound so shit compared to the other stuff, but it was something like blow up a balloon, neck a pint, and eat a packet of crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever won first won a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's 90s
yeah.
pubs on holiday.
Love it.
And my dad won. He blew everyone's mind by the fact that they blew the balloon up. That was fine. And then they necked the pint. And then the packet of crisps, these lads were like, they had the packet of crisps open, and they were just like sticking their hands in the crisp and shoveling in their mouth.
I've heard this before, yeah.
He opened he thought he was Jack the fucking lad. He opened the packet, he crushed the packet, and then he just poured all the crumbs in his mouth. Beat them by really far, and I can still see how fucking smug he was when he did it.
You two have got a similar sort of brain, haven't you?
Bit of logic, yeah. My dad would have been great on Taskmaster.
I know, that's the thing, isn't it? You actually would have.
Yeah.
I won Little Miss Beach Club. On holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
We might have talked about this a long, long time ago.
Eat someone's shit out of a stranger's shoe?
No, I had to sing a song.
Uh-huh.
I sang it. So that was the last part of it. There was loads of parts of this competition.
All right. Spread over a few nights, did they?
Spread over a few nights. Yeah, it was like a tournament thing. Jesus. I was on 2 week holiday. But they thought I was German.
Oh, you said,
I've told this before. They thought I was German until I sang a hymn, right? I sang Colours of Day, Dawn into the Night. And they were like, oh!
So
you're English.
I refuse to believe that you hadn't spoke.
I just sort of nodded and said yes or no. But I genuinely think they thought I was German.
They heard your Geordie accent and they thought, what the fuck is that noise? That must be German.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I swear to God. And then it wasn't until I sang the song, my dad was like, they fully thought you were German.
And your dad looked proper German back in the day.
He does actually look a bit
German.
Your dad
did look German,
yeah.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Winter.
Winter, there we go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Long time listener, first time in.
Hello.
I'm currently WFH.
Hold on, WFH. WFH. Where? Ooh. WFH. Oh, no.
It's an action. Oh. Is it doing? No, working from home.
Oh, that's upset us. That's upset us a lot. Don't like that at all. Do not like that.
Okay, I have to stick up for them because I have started in text messages doing like NGL and that. Like
it's NGL.
Not going to lie.
Oh, no, who do you think you are? No cap. No cap?
What do you mean no cap?
Are you lying or not? No cap? Are you lying? No
what?
Cap?
What does that mean?
No cap. Are you lying? Does that mean no bullshit? No cap? Really? You've started doing that? No cap? If you're being down with the kids, I'll be down with the kids.
I've never heard of no cap. I'm sorry, you've lost us with no cap.
That's absolutely infuriating because we did a quiz on this very podcast where I explained to you what no cap was.
Oh yeah, don't remember that at all. Great. Sorry about that.
So before you carry on with this with this email, just for people listening, is it NSFW or is it SFW?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it not safe for work or is it safe for work?
What?
This email.
Is it safe for work?
Yeah, is it dirty or is it not?
That's a bit disgusting.
I was just trying to use more letters. Oh, sure. And I don't know if Daisy let it out, but there was such a huge gap when I tried to work out. What the...
Keep the gap in because it was ridiculous.
I knew it was not safe for work, but I couldn't remember the acronym. So it was
Keep that dead air in, Daisy.
Do you know what? I did little letters in my head. I can't do big letters. Come on.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard. Right, listen, currently working from home, listening to this week's episode about the unchewed mushroom in the toilet, and for the first time I felt compelled to write in.
Fantastic.
Been with my boyfriend for 8 years, since we were 18.
Okay.
How old are they now?
Oh, 26? 24?
I don't know.
No, 26, yes, 26.
18, 19, 20.
She's on her fingers. 20, she's 20, counting 20, on her fingers.
26, you're right, well done. And he is somewhat of a hypochondriac.
Love him.
And easily scares at small symptoms.
Yep.
Sounds familiar.
Oh, honestly, when I was
Chris
sitting...
got an MRI for his bad back. Yep. Paid to go private for an MRI.
When I was sitting there
waiting
for the
results.
Because
the real doctors wouldn't have sent him.
Well, when I was waiting for the results, that's honestly, walking in and out of the room when you're watching a bit of Grey's Anatomy, I was like, what have they found here? Oh, Chris, your neck's fine, but hey, while you were in there, what were found?
Mm.
MRIs are weird. Have you ever had one?
Never.
So you go into the machine, like a big donut machine, you go in, and they go, well, I don't know if this always happens, but she went, do you want music on while you're in there? I went, go on then. She went, here's the headphones, and we can only play smooth radio. I went, great. They played it. When the machine kicked in, you couldn't hear it anyway.
Oh, great.
It's good. Yeah, that was like, I could only just hear a bit of Will Young.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
But then it's like, so yeah, bit intense.
I would have quite liked that. Because of this, because I'm being hypochondriac, I always thought it was hypochondriac. It's hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we've done that before as well.
Have we?
Yeah.
See, I never learn, do I?
You never listen. You never learn. You never retain anything. Fucking, honestly, it's like doing
I just went
a
back
podcast.
To thinking it was hypochondriac.
It's like doing a podcast with Dory.
Because of this, we have many stories of his panic, but when you mentioned it was only red pepper and sweet corn that doesn't digest, I thought, oh my God, no, it's not.
Oh.
My boyfriend and I had a Chinese one night with a few glasses of wine, a lovely evening, and thought nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I hear him screaming from the upstairs bathroom and pleading for me to come and have a look at his shit.
Brilliant.
Something you would do. Reluctantly, I went. He was sat... Oh, God, this is what I hate. This is you. He was sat on the edge of the bath with his hands on his knees, taking very deep breaths, and just said... I've got worms. Call me an ambulance.
An ambulance? Call me an ambulance.
Now, with his hypochondria, the smallest things he requests an ambulance. He just cannot understand what warrants the GP or A&E. I will reassure you,
sorry.
I have never caved to call the ambulance at his request, as this is a waste of the NHS time.
It's always an ambulance.
Always an ambulance.
Worms, ambulance.
Call an ambulance.
Hello, what do you need the ambulance for? I've got worms. Right?
I look in the toilet and in a huge shit is... Oh, do you want to guess?
A fucking noodle or rice?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Come on, then.
The longest bean sprout I've ever seen.
Of course.
I'm trying to reassure him it's a bean sprout, but in his panic, he is Googling tapeworms and is saying we can't be sure as we don't have a clear view. To my horror, he puts on a glove and removes the worm into a Tupperware box. Sorry.
Oh.
After about 20 minutes of comparing Google images to the specimen in the lunchbox, he finally accepted that there was no need for an ambulance.
For fuck's sake.
To this day, I can't look at Tupperware boxes the same.
Oh.
Please keep me anonymous.
Couple of things. Chew your fucking food.
That would make life a lot easier.
Yep. Throw that Tupperware away.
Yeah.
If it was a tapeworm and you'd shat it out, then it's gone then. Well done.
Tapeworms.
It stays in there, doesn't it?
We may have said this before because this is a big part. I thought tapeworms would have much more. I don't know. They'd be in my life a lot more than they are.
Right. Where have you seen? Do you think they would be in your life more?
When we were kids talking about tapeworms a lot.
Right.
And I never really knew what they were.
Uh-huh.
I just thought, I didn't know how you got them. When adults would be like, you got a tapeworm.
Right.
If you ate a lot, they'd be like, you got a tapeworm. And I just thought, fuck, when am I getting this tapeworm?
So here's a question. You've just said you never really knew what they were. Do you know what they are now?
So I think, listen, yeah. Right. You get them from foreign countries.
Sweeping statement, but okay.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I think it's from like, you know, like bacteria. I think it's meat.
I think you have to eat it. Yeah. For it then to get into your stomach, mm-hmm. and then it just grows.
It lives in your intestine.
It lives in your intestine, and it eats your food.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. What?
Yeah. Oh, God. Fucking screensaver. Shit, the pair 2 seconds.
Oh.
Is it still recording? It's still recording.
Oh,
thank God for that.
You mean, I thought you'd seen a tapeworm.
You got me.
No, but I thought they would just have more to do in my life. It was mentioned a lot as a kid.
I don't know if I've said this before, and apologies if I have, but I was thinking about this.
We've gone 4 years now, guys. I have no idea what I said 4 years ago. I'm really sorry.
Do you know what I thought as a kid would have featured a lot more in my life by now?
E.T.
No. Quicksand.
Oh, quicksand. No. Is it even a real thing?
I don't know if it's a real thing.
I thought
I would be battling that on the regs.
Yeah.
Every fucking cartoon I watched as a kid, some fucker was getting caught in quicksand.
I'm telling you though, I do think the stuff that we've watched as kids is preparing us for something one day.
Right, you reckon?
Yeah,
is that what you think?
I absolutely do reckon.
Let's see quicksand real. Quicksand is not quite the fearsome force of nature that you sometimes see on the big screen. In fact, the treacherous grit is rarely more than a few feet deep. It's basically just wet sand that's so saturated that the friction between the sand particles is reduced.
Brilliant.
Oh, God.
I think I've been in quicksand. You know at Holy Island when I went for my trip?
Oh, when you got
when I got my first pubes.
Your first pube?
There was loads of like mud and that, and we just went plodging in it. It's really disgusting, but I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Well, there we go.
So there you go.
Yeah. Not as terrifying. Relax, everyone. Quicksand isn't a thing. You can go back outside.
Don't panic. Babadoo, 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 ba. Doo. Guys, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Shag Marry Annoy, which is part of the Acast Creator Network, and we appreciate it very, very
thank
much.
Thank you. We really, really do. Please, obviously, I'm going to bang on about it again. Follow or subscribe or whatever the fuck the button is.
Needy.
That very needy. I need you to just follow us round and be with me. And if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarryannoyed@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening, for being here. And we'll be back in years next week. We bloody love you.
Smell you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Really rude that, smell you later. Yeah. Really rude. I don't think you're clever. If you say that to a teacher, you get sent in the corridor. So there you go.
Oh, I do.
I think you're hard.
I do.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.